Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's coming up on Saturday, the Big Ten championship game. You have number one against number two. It's a big deal. You might think, hey, this is the national championship game. But no, you have to go through everything to get to the national championship game. Guy who's been all over college football for decades, working for Sports Illustrated, Fox Sports. He currently co-hosts the Audible podcast with Bruce Feldman, and he's the editor-in-chief of The Athletic's college football coverage. Very happy to have Stuart Mandel with us. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
We are well. We're sitting here looking at an Ohio State team that operates like a National Football League team and does it really, really well. It's number one against number two. Before I get any deeper than that, what do you think of the matchup?
I think it's awesome. I think to have a one versus two game is a big deal no matter who's in it. But the novelty of it being Indiana, who we all know has been not anything close to this for most of its history, playing in Indianapolis against the most fabled team in their conference. It really doesn't get more unique than that.
All right. How do you think Ohio State's going to approach this game? Will it be any different than any other game? I think for me, just watching Ryan Day all season long, I kind of think they set the pace and see what happens after that. Just Ohio State's approach to this game.
I think it'll be the same as it's been all season. You know, it's only people on the outside who say things like, oh, I bet Georgia wishes it didn't get into the SEC championship game. Or maybe, you know, Ohio State, do they really want to? They're already in the playoff. No, these guys are competitors. They want to win. They want to win a championship. Ohio State hasn't won one, right, obviously, in a few years now. But, yeah, I think one thing about that team is they're very consistent. They have a very clear identity. Obviously, game plans and whatnot, matchups change from week to week. But I think we know what we're getting from this team at this point.
Stuart, I look at the Big Ten championship game, and I'm intrigued by the matchup, the whole thing. And then I think, and if you win, okay, then you get into the playoff anyway. And if you lose, you get into the playoff anyway. It almost has a feeling to me of insignificance. And I'm probably wrong in that. But How do you fight that, knowing that the big prize is still way ahead of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the reality of the 12-team playoff as it's made these conference championship games, in some ways, some of them, very anticlimactic. The fact that this is the Big Ten's first 1-2 game since the 2006 game, and we all remember that was months of buildup for that game. This one has very little buzz. People are going to watch it, though, because it's a great matchup. And we're all fascinated to see, especially, I think we have a really good everybody's always going to wonder, is Indiana really this good, right?
Yeah.
So from just a football entertainment standpoint, I think it's going to be awesome. But nobody could say, like, this has anywhere near the stakes. Frankly, if they had played this game a month ago, there would have been more anticipation for it. But it's like, okay, we've reached the end. We know these teams are going to be, you know, one of them is going to get the number one seed, and one of them is going to be the two or three seed.
With the new playoff system in place and maybe expansion of that in the years ahead, do college conferences need to rethink the entire idea of a conference championship game, or is this okay, Stuart?
I think it depends on the conference you're in. You know, you could say it's kind of unnecessary in the Big Ten at this point. There's not going to be a year where their top two teams don't both get in the playoff. But you look at what's happening in the ACC and the Big 12, where they may only get one bid, you know, you got to determine that somehow. The problem is the conferences have gotten so big and bloated. The ACC conference championship game, I mean, people are mocking it. How is Duke in there? How is a 7-5 Duke team in there? And what are these crazy tiebreakers that determine it? So I think some of them are going to have to rethink specifically those tiebreakers. I don't know if how getting rid of the championship game entirely would help them at all. Like, that's going to be even one less opportunity for these teams to play each other. But, you know, if you're the Big Ten, this is a big moment this weekend for the SEC. If Alabama loses the game and misses the playoff because of it, that might be the end of the SEC championship game right there. Mm-hmm. You know, people are going to be watching that closely.
I want to go back to I was talking to Antonio Pittman, former Ohio State running back, last week, and he was saying, you know, Indiana used to just be this game where, where guys would, especially for the running backs for Ohio State, would just break out of their shells. J.K. Dobbins, Ezekiel Elliott, him, you know, and looking at what they've been able to do, and the fact that Indiana was just such a, it was one of those games where Ohio State could just walk all over them, and running backs have always seemed to have a big day. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on Bo Jackson in this game and how the tide has turned for Indiana to become respected to where they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State's beaten them 30 straight times. Yeah. You know, it's crazy that this is a 1-2 game now when it's been so lopsided over the years. But, you know, Indiana, it was probably pretty lopsided with a lot of teams in the Big Ten over the years.
True.
Bo Jackson's been very impressive over the back half of the season. And it's making it so, like, how do you defend this offense? You already had to be so worried about Julian Sain and those two receivers. And now they've got a good running game, too. You know, that was, I think, early in the season, people thought, well, you know, maybe that's their one weakness. And it clearly isn't anymore.
Stuart Mandel joining us. He's from The Athletic, editor-in-chief of their college football coverage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And co-hosting The Audible with Bruce Feldman. Does college football have a big problem with this coach movement and coach buyouts for these outrageous, outrageous dollar figures, Stuart? I understand moving on from a coach and everything else, but, you know, you fire Brian Kelly and you write him this unbelievable check. You fire James Franklin, you write him an unbelievable check. And it and then Lane Kiffin tries, I'd like to leave and I'd like to coach. It just all feels so wrong. And I wonder if there's anything they can or should do about all that.
I think it's a bigger, they've spent, college sports has spent the past 2 years so fixated on how out of control NIL is and how out of control the portal is, to the point where, you know, there's a bill in Congress that might get voted on this week. And it's like, what about this stuff over here with the adults? $230 million have been spent to fire coaches this year. And oh, by the way, it's not like they turn around and hire somebody for less than that. And the LSU one being the great example, where the governor got at that press conference and railed about how we got to do something about these contracts. And then they gave Lane Kiffin just as one-sided a contract. I don't know what can be done about that. I mean, it's a free market. I don't, you know, you're not going to legally restrict what coaches can make, but I do think they have to do something. This is going to be, Lane Kiffin's not going to be the last one to put a team in that kind of position where they have to choose between having a lame duck coach or an interim coach in the playoff. And I've been asking around. I don't know what the SEC, if it wanted to, could probably put in that rule tomorrow about schools poaching each other's coaches. Nationally, that gets a lot trickier.
Mm. 12 teams, your thoughts on the expanded format, and then are we going to get bigger? Arguing over team 13, 12, 14, it's just kind of like, okay, we're doing this, really? And then all of a sudden, I think somewhere down the road, it's going to be more than 12, don't you? Or am I wrong?
Oh, it's definitely going to be because, I mean, there's this stalemate right now between the Big Ten and the SEC. Tony Petitti is hell-bent on doing some sort of format where you get more, their conference gets more teams in automatically. And when he's been unsuccessful in getting people to do that for 16, so now he's going to try to do it for 24. And Greg Sankey and the SEC would do a 16-team playoff tomorrow if it didn't have automatic bids. And look, this year, look at the ACC. Can you imagine if we were like that? That conference automatically gets two teams in no matter where they're ranked. Hmm. You know, the SEC saying, no, we're not going to agree to that because that's going to cost one of our teams a spot. So we're at a stalemate. But there is consensus support to go to 16. God, I hope they don't get too bigger than that.
I mean, I just remember when 1AA was 16, it was awesome. I mean, it really was. It would seem perfect at that point. But that now seems like it was a million years ago, too. So, and now we got Ivy League schools winning that tournament. But
it's not even about how many teams are, 16. It's about the regular season. You know, nothing against the FCS, but the regular, right. People aren't, 10 million people aren't tuning into an FCS regular season game.
True.
And the bigger the playoff gets, the less those games mean. You asked about one versus two, and this weekend is, in a 2014 playoff, 12-0 Ohio. Honestly, in a 2014 playoff, Ohio State is going to be in before the season even starts. Let's be honest. Like, when True. Are they going to have a team that's not good enough to be one of the top 24 teams in the country?
That's an interesting aspect of this. Is NIL what they envisioned it to be, Stuart? I must, and I'm naive when it comes to this. I'm stunned that it's become this avenue for schools to just that schools are orchestrating so much of it. And paying players to come in. When it passed, I thought, okay, great. The players can go get their own thing. Instead, it's become something that I wasn't expecting. Do you think the schools were expecting that? Or did they just think, hey, wait a minute, we can do this now?
No, I think I think they thought in 2021, okay, players will be able to do endorsement deals now. And that's great. I don't think anybody imagined how quickly boosters would seize on that. Loophole, if you will, and form collectives. And it got so out of hand so fast that they moved too late now 4 years later, they're forming this College Sports Commission with all these rules and a clearinghouse and all these things. And they can't even get the school right now. They have yet to get the schools, all 68 or whatever Power Five schools, to agree to the enforcement process. So you've set up this whole thing and you can't even penalize schools yet for it. So I don't think that's ever coming back. And I don't think it should. I mean, now that you know what the market is, and I was naive. I didn't think, players would be making $2, $3, $4 million in NIL money from a collective or a donor like the Bryce Underwood contract. But now that that's been set as the market rate, you can't undo that. We've seen how the NCAA and the Power Four do in court when you try to restrict what athletes make.
Isn't that the truth? Stuart, thank you very much. We appreciate your expertise, and make sure you listen to Stuart's podcast and read everything he's doing on The Athletic. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.